a run on three hits. Landon Birch came in, did not retire a man, but Gavin King came on and threw only four pitches and got the last three outs in the game to pick up his first save of the season. John Michael Pickens, the winning pitcher. It'll be his first collegiate D1 win. And Matthew Yark, who gave up the grand slam to Akers in the first inning, will be the losing pitcher. Home runs in the game for the Raiders. Lane Akers, that grand slam in the first. Nathan Brewer, a two-run homer in the fourth. And then Dean O'Neill with the two-run homer in the bottom of the eighth inning. The time of the game was 3 hours and 7 minutes and 998 in attendance. They tell us you almost hit that 1,000 mark today, John, with all the Little League kids here joined us today.
Well, this win is big because we just got a final from up in Delaware, Kennesaw State, a winner 13-11. They had a crazy win up there as well. So that means we keep pace with Kennesaw State, and we've got the tiebreaker on them.
And also over New Mexico State now, with the three-game sweep here today. So as Coach Myers reminded you, John, we do have a game on Tuesday. The Raiders will play Southern Indiana. This will be a new opponent for us. That'll be Tuesday, 4 o'clock. We'll be on the air with our broadcast. Now, I don't really know if we're on radio or I think we're streaming only on Tuesday, but we'll be on one way or another. We will be on radio next weekend for the series with Jacksonville State. That will be a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday three-game series from Jacksonville, Alabama. So until then, Mr. Cowlett, it's been a good weekend for the Blue Raiders.
I like wins.
Okay, we will see you again on Tuesday. For John Cowlett, Dick Palmer wishing you a pleasant good afternoon from the ballpark.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, this is Brad Hopkins with Exit Realty Bob Lamb & Associates. Winning in real estate is a lot like football. Good coaching and recruiting a great team are the keys. I put together a team of lenders, inspectors, and home professionals to help you succeed. Let me coach you through this process and make sure you come out a winner. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or invest, I am here to help you win. Visit bradhopkinshomes.com or call 615-556-9239 to find out more.
Nothing is more expensive than a missed opportunity that could have changed your life. Maybe you're just graduating high school, or are working and need to earn a degree to advance your career. Or you aspire to be a leader, and a graduate degree can make that happen. Whether you're just starting out or retooling for the future, Middle Tennessee State University can help you get there. MTSU, the University of Opportunities.
Will Fraley, attorney at law, has experience you can count on. Former Blue Raider baseball player and MTSU alum Will Fraley serves Murfreesboro and the surrounding communities. Put a strong and experienced legal fighter on your case. Give Will Fraley a call and he can handle all of your legal matters, including criminal and domestic or family law. Visit WillFraleyLaw.com or call 615-410-7290.
Thanks for listening to today's Middle Tennessee State University baseball game. Today's game has been produced by Van Wagner College through the facilities of WGNS Radio. The content of today's game is owned by Van Wagner College and the Blue Raider Network and may not be reproduced without expressed written permission of Middle Tennessee State University and Van Wagner College. Be sure to join us next time for more Middle Tennessee baseball here on the Blue Raider Network. On WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.